Newsbreak podcast.
All the councillors, according to their political parties and also independents, are now taking an oath as to how they will respect the rules or the regulations and laws of the Republic and also fulfill their mandate as councillors of Ethekwini. That's what is happening. But it seems as if it's going to be a long day in Ebgose, understanding that Ethekwini, you've got about 200 councillors, all of them who are still going to take an oath. Later on, then, the process where nomination for the three positions, which is a speaker, deputy speaker, and the mayor of Ethekwini will then kickstart.
Well, maybe talk to us a little about that particular process. The position of mayor is quite a critical one. We know that the IFP says that they will, in this particular case, throw their support with the ANC for that position. But talk to us about the candidates that have been put forward, even by the other parties who are looking to contest for this particular post.
Starting with the ANC, which has about 96 seats in here in Ethekwini, it is dependent on the IFP, which has 16 seats, to support them so that they'll be able to continue running this municipality. The ANC NEC announced yesterday that the candidate for the ANC is going to be the incumbent, Mxolisi Kaunda, who is also the former MEC for Transport in KwaZulu-Natal. But also there are some rumors or also speculations that the DA might field of their own candidate. They've got about 50-something seats here in the Ethekwini, but on their own, they cannot manage to take any position here unless they get a support either from the other parties. And they're also hoping that there might be some councillors, either from the ANC or the IFP, who might either abstain or maybe vote for the DA candidate.
Just as a final question, maybe that's a very important point that you are raising. In terms of the smaller parties and independents, how critical will their vote be in this particular case for those three important positions?
The smaller parties, we don't know how they are going to be using their votes. In particular, the smaller ones, they said no chance at all, because you've got the ANC with 96 seats, we've got a DA which has about 50 something seats. What we understand is that, as I said earlier on, the DA wants to field its candidate, Nicole Graham, as its candidate. Maybe some of those smaller parties might vote either the ANC candidate or the DA candidate. But on the side of the EFF, we don't know as yet what they are going to be doing, because they also have a number of councillors there, which their seats are more than the IFP.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.